To Turner, Trace, and Dalen, you are why I dream of a better tomorrow. Brian, my favorite person, thank you for creating this life with me. Thank you for trusting me enough to double down on this dream and follow the road wherever it leads. Jesus, your grace, your love, your mercy, your breath in my lungs. Introduction. It's your body. It's your mind. It's your choice. During the alcohol experiment, you'll make a choice to go 30 days without alcohol, just to see how you feel. You'll become a detached reporter, researching the facts, writing down your observations, and possibly drawing new conclusions. This is an exciting experiment, not a punishment. You're not weak-willed for questioning your drinking. There's no judgment or labeling here. You have a unique opportunity to remember how to enjoy life without alcohol. And with this book's unconventional approach, I'm willing to bet you'll enjoy the process. Who is this for? This experiment is for you if you're curious about your relationship with alcohol, and you're thinking about drinking less often or not at all. It's also for you if you're of two minds about alcohol. You want to drink less, but you also feel deprived or upset when you abstain. You drink out of habit or boredom, only to regret it later. You're starting to wonder if alcohol is taking more than it's giving. You're curious about a life without booze, but do not feel like you're an alcoholic. You want to drink less, but life is just too stressful. You have a love-hate relationship with alcohol and find yourself setting limits and then breaking them when happy hour rolls around. You've tried to cut back or stop drinking, possibly many times, using willpower alone and found it ineffective. You fell into drinking more than you ever wanted, without making a conscious decision to do so. You can stop drinking for a few days, but find yourself feeling deprived. You are ready to regain control of your drinking, your life, your health, and your happiness. You're looking forward to feeling great on Saturday night and on Sunday morning. You're ready to be your best self, get in shape, regain your self-esteem, and change your life. Now, this book is not for you if you have a strong physical addiction to alcohol. If you're physically dependent and suffer from serious withdrawal symptoms, such as delirium tremens or hallucinations, when you attempt to stop or cut back, this book may help you with your emotional and psychological addiction by changing your perspective and actually erasing your desire to drink. However, I'm not a doctor, and alcohol withdrawal can be extremely dangerous. You should seek professional medical assistance so your detoxification is medically supervised. Is life better without alcohol? That's up to you to decide. My own experience with this experiment proved that, for me, life was absolutely better when I chose not to drink. However, your experience might be different. It's your body, it's your mind, and it's your choice. I'm simply inviting you to open your mind to the possibility of making a different choice, and then encouraging you to see how it changes things in your daily life. And it's 30 days, it's not forever. Many people ask if they will have to give up drinking forever if they try the experiment. My answer is it's up to them. My only goal is to offer you a shift in your perspective and to show you some of the neuroscience behind why you might be drinking more than you'd like to. You might go back to your regular drinking habits after the 30 days, or you might drink more mindfully and less often, or maybe you'll decide to give it another 30 days just for the heck of it. You might also decide you feel so good that you never want to go back. Whatever you decide, I'd love to hear your experience with this experiment. If you'd like to share your story, please email me at hello@alcoholexperiment.com. Why we drink more than we want to. Since you're listening to this right now, you're probably questioning how much you drink. Maybe you know you drink too much and want to quit. Or maybe you're just curious about what life is like with a bit less alcohol. Maybe you're questioning whether you might be overdoing it a bit. No matter where you are on the spectrum, you're not alone. I've been there, and tens of thousands of people inside the alcohol experiment community have been there too. You're probably wondering why in the world you keep drinking, even though you've made a conscious decision to cut back or even to stop.